Joe Biden says he will welcome Ukrainian refugees with open arms. By Neil Monroe on March 12, 2022. President Joe Biden promised Friday to welcome Ukrainian refugees to the United States, even as growing numbers of Ukrainian economic migrants have started arriving at the U.S.-Mexican border. "We're going to welcome Ukrainian refugees with open arms if, in fact, they come all the way here," Biden told a March 11 meeting of House legislators. But Biden's promise was conditional: if, in fact, they come all the way here, which suggested that he does not intend to airlift Ukrainian refugees from the war zone. However, refugees from the Ukraine are already flying into Mexico intending to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, under the easy migration rules set by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. Several Ukrainian families are already appearing at the U.S. border, and at least one family has been admitted by Mayorkas, according to tweets from business-backed, pro-migration activists. "The Ukrainian family was admitted even though it could have asked for asylum in Mexico, Poland, or other European countries. Ukrainians lose their refugee status once they leave the first safe country they reach after leaving the war zone in Ukraine. By declining to stay in the first safe country, they convert into routine economic migrants as they pass through successive safe countries, Germany and Mexico, for examples, as they try to get into the United States. More Ukrainians are expected to make the migration through safe Germany, through safe Mexico, in a reach for residency and jobs in the United States. This is about to become a torrent," Representative Lou Coria, DCA, told the New York Times. "You are going to have destitute Ukrainians and hungry Russians." Biden has airlifted roughly 75,000 Afghans into American communities since August 2021 after their ineffective urban government failed to defend itself against the Taliban. But Biden's deputies have largely blocked the arrival of additional Afghans, partly because Biden's poll numbers on immigration have crashed. "Growing numbers of Russians are using the Mexican route to get residency in the United States," the New York Times reported March 11. "More than 4,100 Russians crossed the border without authorization in the 2021 fiscal year, 9 times more than the previous year. This fiscal year, which began October 1, the numbers are even higher, 6,420 during the first 4 months alone. Ukrainians have also been crossing in greater numbers, with 1,000 apprehensions in the first 4 months of fiscal 2022, some as recent as this week, compared with 676 in 2021. The arriving Europeans know they cannot get asylum if they describe themselves as economic migrants, so they insist they are victimized minorities, but the cover stories sometimes slip. Politically, the times in Russia are worse than during Stalin. People are living in terror," immigration lawyer Aneta Zadikian told the New York Times. "Economically, there is no money. People feel they can't survive." The New York Times described one Russian refugee couple, Yulia Shuvalova and Sergei Ignatev, who claimed they were dissident supporters of a political rival to Vladimir Putin, before deciding to seek asylum in the United States. Ms. Shuvalova and Mr. Ignatev said they had participated in activities organized by supporters of Mr. Alexei Navalny in their hometown, Ulyanovsk. The couple are expecting their first child, who will be an American, the newspaper added. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has used a wide variety of excuses and explanations to justify its policy of extracting tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. Pro-migration groups claim the immigrants must be accepted because the United States is a nation of immigrants, or as Biden likes to phrase it, a nation of welcome. The migrants are fleeing crime, war, racism, political persecution, sexism, or poverty. They are seeking to join parents or children, and they are needed by employers in Silicon Valley, agriculture, nursing homes, or restaurants. Pro-migration advocates also claim the migrants must be welcomed because they are children, parents, or grandparents, because they grow the economy by working, renting, and buying products, or just because they have the right to move where they wish. The advocates also argue that migrants are needed because Americans are too lazy and stupid to do the needed work, Because cheap migrant labor cuts inflation, because migrants create jobs for Americans, and even because Americans deported the migrants. The self-serving economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. And it is harmful to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities and their wages while also raising their housing costs. Extraction migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland states. The economic strategy also kills many migrants, violates workplace standards, separates families, and extracts wealth from the home countries. An economy built on extraction migration also radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise, promoting civic culture and allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. Migration is also backed by university progressives who desire to manage the chaos of a diverse society rather than being forever sidelined by cooperating citizens in a stable republic. Unsurprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.